It is time for this week's Pork Industry Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Pork Producers Association. I'm Chad Moyer. Today, an update from the National Pork Producers Council. The manager of Competition, Labor, and Taxes is Christina Benoob. Christina, let's first of all talk about workforce and the ability to hire folks on America's farms and in ranches. What's kind of the latest that you're following on that?
Yeah, obviously, you know, rural America has a declining populations and, you know, it's tough to find work. NPPC has for many years been advocating to have expanded access to the H-2A visa program, which currently is a seasonal program, and we would like for that to be a year-round program so that pork producers who work year-round have access to that labor pool as well. Recently, you know, a lot of folks who have used the TN visa program, which is from the USMCA free trade agreement with Mexico and Canada, have run into some issues, you know, getting enough workers through that program, and we're working to address that. We've had good engagement, you know, with the State Department, with the White House, and we're continuing to work that that issue and to try and get that back on track.
So what are the hiccups with that particular program? What are you observing right now?
Producers have told us, you know, they've had an increase in denials for those visa applications, and State Department, you know, has given its reasoning for that, and we're just trying to coordinate with them and make sure that everyone's on the same page so that we can get back to work.
All right, so I guess what is the potential way to fix it? You know what I mean? How do you what do you think can be improved to help that process?
Sure. I mean, you know, everything with government is slow and incremental and really bureaucratic. And it's really just about establishing relationships with the State Department and the White House and making sure that we're understanding the importance of having these workers and making sure that producers understand what they need to do to apply successfully for those visa positions. But, you know, without getting ahead of it, it takes time to get to work with bureaucrats and administration officials, and that's what we're doing.
Part of the other part of your job is following different tax issues, and I understand there are some tax provisions that are set to sunset or expire. What are those? What might have the biggest impact for farmers?
Sure. So the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, which passed in 2017, is set to, many of the provisions from that bill are set to sunset the end of fiscal 2025. That includes things like, you know, the higher threshold, exemption threshold for the estate tax, amongst other things, and then, you know, various business deductions or accounting methods are also set to sunset. So every producer is different. What they use is different in those tax provisions, but it's important that we start early before, you know, they expire to advocate with Congress and make sure we clarify that these are very critical for producers.
Is it ever an option to make those things permanent, or is the only way to get them through to have them be in effect only for a certain amount of time?
That's an interesting question. I mean, you know, part of that has to do with how Congress budgets and how they project the cost of something. So that becomes a very political question of what they're able to do. But of course, you know, we are always pushing for beneficial programs to be permanent, but continuing is better than not continuing.
So again, like you said, a lot of labor tax issues that you're following. Just quickly, is there anything else that's on your radar that you want to make sure pork producers know and understand, and that it is actively being followed? You know what I mean?
Well, I have a large portfolio, as we mentioned, but I would just say, you know, going back to the labor issue, as much as H-2As have been an ongoing, you know, position that we've had, we're trying to achieve that, it still matters for you to contact your lawmakers and remind them how important these guest workers are to your farms, and make sure that they realize that it's not just an immigration issue, but it's really a rural community issue.
Again, that's Christina Benoob, a manager of Competition, Labor, and Tax Issues with the National Pork Producers Council. That concludes this week's Pork Industry Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Pork Producers Association. Responsible people producing sustainable pork. For more information, you can call their home office in Lincoln at 888-627-7675 and check out their website as well at nepork.org. For the Nebraska Pork Producers Association, I'm Chad Moyer reporting.